Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 25th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Well, very interesting weekend for me. It was a monsoon here on Sunday in the Northeast, and I had to go to Washington, where I had a long conversation with President Trump. I never report, as I told you, what those chats involved, but it was extensive about his reelection plans and how he's feeling about impeachment, things like that. And it didn't tie into the interview I did with him today, which I'm going to play you a clip of in a moment. It was more of a social occasion. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get to Washington. I usually get there in around Christmas time. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that this year. It was a very interesting thing. I got to see again Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. I have to tell you, it just affects me. I wrote Killing Lincoln. I think Abraham Lincoln is the most is the greatest president we've ever had. So in the Lincoln bedroom, which is an amazing room itself, where he actually slept every night, there is a locked drawer, not a drawer, it's a locked display. It's glass, plexiglass. And you can see the handwritten Gettysburg Address with Lincoln's signature. And Lincoln wrote very legibly. You can read every word of it. And it's just amazing. You know, I read it, and I had seen it before. President Obama had been nice enough to take me up there. And President Trump knows that I admire Abraham Lincoln. And we talked a lot about Lincoln vis-a-vis the criticism that he endured as opposed to criticism President Trump has endured. And I have said a number of times that the only president that has been more torn to pieces by the media and by his opposition was President Lincoln. President Trump is second. And he doesn't dispute that. In fact, he asked me a lot of questions about Lincoln and how Lincoln dealt with things. So anyway, whenever I get an invitation to the White House, I'm pleased to go. It is just a stunning place. If you go to Washington, you have to register, but they do give tours, and you should take one. It really is a symbol of all that America has accomplished since its inception in 1776. I got home late last night, then I got up early. Technicians were here. We did the first radio interview ever with Donald Trump, President Trump. He'd never done an extensive radio interview before. It'll go out to all the affiliates of the O'Reilly Update, which is the 15-minute broadcast we syndicate across the country to more than 200 stations, growing. This time next year, it'll be 400 stations. Very big success, and we're very pleased with that. We do run the O'Reilly Updates on BillO'Reilly.com, should you want to hear them daily. And they're short, but they're pithy. They get right to the point. So this interview goes out to all of our affiliates and then other stations like WABC, the big flagship station here in New York City. It'll be run on noon on Thanksgiving. And then it's going to Sirius. That'll be all over the world. So lots of people are going to hear this. And unlike the television, I told President Trump that I have done more interviews with him than any other human being on earth. He wasn't aware of that. But it's a different play when you're on the radio. And you'll see the difference, or you'll hear the difference. But the information flow was strong. So we talked to him for 36 minutes. It'll be an hour special on the radio. I have some commentary going in and going out. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world
reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
All right, so without further bloviating from Mr. Bloviator, that is me, all right, here is a short clip from the radio interview I did with President Trump this morning. Go.
In hindsight, if you had to do the phone call with the Ukraine president again, would you mention Joe Biden?
Well, I was mentioned just as very unimportantly. And as you know, Joe Biden's son became rich as soon as Joe Biden became vice president. And in my way of thinking, that's totally corrupt. And the press, this is what I talk about, the media, they don't want to cover it. Every Republican is shaking their head. They can't believe it. I have the highest rating ever in the history of the Republican Party, 95% approval. Ronald Reagan was at 87%. He was second. They see what I'm saying. Joe Biden, it's criminal what they've done. And frankly, that they get away with it is amazing. The son who didn't have a job, who got thrown out of the Navy, who was really down and out, all of a sudden is making millions and millions and millions of dollars working with Ukraine, had no knowledge of energy. He was working with an energy company, as you know, has no knowledge of energy. And they were paying him, I guess many people say $168,000 a month. It varies, but we know it's very high, millions of dollars. Then he goes to China, picks up $1.5 billion for a fund, which is tens of millions of dollars a year in fees and other things. And now other countries are coming to light. It's a payoff. It's absolutely a payoff.
All right. And the president went on to say that if Vice President Biden gets the nomination on the Democratic side, Donald Trump will make this a main point in the campaign. Very interesting. So once again, you guys will be able to hear the entire interview. Well worth hearing. Beginning tomorrow, Tuesday, at 5 p.m. We are going to keep that interview up through the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. All right. Tell your friends, sign up for premium membership and concierge membership. If you don't do that, you're not going to hear the interview unless you listen to it on the radio. And we will list all the radio affiliates. They're going to carry in the times that we have. Again, WABC in the nation's number one market, New York, will run it on noon on Thanksgiving Day. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, here's the final thought today. I'm going to give you the topic. This is my question list. Now, remember, I don't write questions out. This is just the topic list of the interview with President Trump. And you have to do that because I had a limited amount of time. Actually, gave me more time than we had agreed upon. I think he was engaged in the interview. So it's a 36-minute interview, but here are the topics. What was Giuliani doing in Ukraine? Why did Bolton leave your administration? What's holding up the China deal? Your administration has spent more than Obama spent. How come? What is that? Are you worried? Mexican cartels, what are you going to do? homeless situation in California, what are you going to do? Your most important accomplishment other than the economy? And you got anything to say about Thanksgiving? That's a rundown. Pretty good, right? I mean, again, I don't want to get into weeds because you get into weeds with Donald Trump, you never get out. And I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to ask him about. But I had to let him go, just give his answers. And by letting him go, he breaks news. We'll see you tomorrow.